There's so much to listen to and so little time. Please waste your time with us. Solid State Radio. Let the shenanigans begin. It's the Blarney Hour on Solid State Radio.
Listen here, you bunch of fucking idiots. This is Brendan from the Lagan. You're listening to the Blarney Hour on Solid State Radio. Now buck a drink into you and get her done, boy.
I've been working up a thirst, got work in the morning. Well, I guess it could be worse. Get home, get clean, back out,
make hay.
Heading into town, I'm gonna satisfy my taste for beer, so I'll have a couple on the way. Calling up the boys, no one's answering, sure, that's okay. I know where they are, in the pub by the river, rumbling up the bar.
Oh no, it's happening again. The roof starts flying, and the fish begin to swing. It's the same,
hey,
trying to
hey,
for a night.
Hey,
they got the evening drinking with the boys from Kingston. Oh no, it's happening. The roots start to fly and the fish begin to swing. It's the same,
hey,
try
hey,
to live for a life,
hey.
And I'll bring the drinking with the boys from Kingston.
Well, the boys enforce that knockaback the charge, but somebody always takes the fun a little bit too far. But it always seems, no matter where we go, drop ball always seems to know where we are. Kingston boys are gonna win the day. Wrong anybody getting in the way. When the roots start to fly, you know that's when Kingston boys start swinging out again.
Oh no, it's happening again. The roots start to fly and the fish begin to swing. It's the same,
hey,
try to
hey,
live for a night,
hey.
They got the room to drink with the boys from Kingston. Oh no, it's happening again. The roots start to fly and the fish begin to swing. It's the same,
hey,
try to
hey,
live for a night,
hey.
They got the room to drink with the boys from Kingston.
It's happening again. The boots start to fly and the fists begin to swing. It's the same, shite, a different night. It's another evening drinking with the boys from Kingston.
Oh no, it's happening again. The boots start to fly and the fists begin to swing. It's the same,
hey,
shite,
hey,
a different
hey,
night,
hey.
It's another evening drinking with the boys from Kingston. Oh no, it's happening again. The boys from Kingston, will it ever end? It's the same,
hey,
shite,
hey,
a different
hey,
night,
hey.
Another evening drinking with the boys from Kingston.
Oh, well, goddammer, happy Saturday, everybody.
Woo!
Yeah, he's Adam Hairhuck. I'm Drew Duffney. We have a ton of special guests in the studio tonight. I feel like if we had a bigger studio, we'd have more guests, but it was standing room only. We got,
thank you, Fire Marshal, for hooking us up.
Yeah, we got Brother Stone in here from the Brother Stone Show. We got Tom and Nicole here.
Cheers.
Yeah, not Cruz and Kidman, but the next best thing. It's all we could afford.
The non-Scientology version. Thank you so much for coming by.
Yeah. These guys are more like the Irish Catholic, minus all the pedophilia.
Anyway.
Yeah. Well, there goes Brother Stone. He's like, well, that was my childhood. Sorry. Bringing back bad memories. Are those tears from the memory of the sodomy or tears from the emotions? I can't tell which.
The candle's really hot. You know, it's like...
Yeah.
Yeah.
The wax on the nipple.
It's, you're gonna have sex in the sleeping bag? Like, then the, you know, cup my master covers your mouth. It's hard to breathe. It's just not worth it, man.
Yeah.
All right, we're bringing it back. I'm reeling it back.
Oh, thank God.
Well, that's, you know, I told you about the one time I kissed a nun, right?
No.
Yeah, they just said don't make a habit out of it.
No, oh, jeez.
What's the only kind of meat a priest can eat on Fridays during Lent?
Oh, what? I love this one.
None.
No.
Oh, oh, what's that red light?
Oh,
that's when you've just been canceled.
I'm not answering it today. I am not answering. I'm going to have Brother Stone hit the button. Okay, he's hitting the button. Here we go. Solid State Radio.
Hello, boys. How are we today?
Ah, geez. I'm wondering, Father. You
that's
asked me to help
question.
Out. Yeah, yeah. It's a loaded question, like Adam said. You asked me to help out. I just wanted to see how I did Sunday.
You're being at your birthday. I bet you're loaded already.
I'm not lying to a priest, man. You're all on your own.
I know. Yes, sir. We like the Black Eyed Peas, and like we opened up the church with Sunday, let's get this party started.
Oh, that was, what was that? That's a blasphemy.
Well, Father, Adam, you don't really know, because you missed out. You weren't in service on Sunday.
I was not, no.
But they had the choir nationals. Where, you know, the organist and the choir go compete for the national championship. And
they won.
What's that, Father?
They won, by the way.
They did? Wow, yeah. Well, congratulations.
See, now I heard they got flagged for performance-enhancing drugs.
You know, I could reach through the spawn.
That's all right. Just like Johnny Cash said, the Lord's going to cut you down. But anyway, Father, yeah, I did the best that I could. So Adam, he approached me because I was there early.
Sure.
Because I wanted to see the garden, you know, since you know, his company left and went out to Emily City to the farm. They had his garden growing good.
Yeah,
you know,
even cut down our weeds?
Yeah, he's in that scratchy frock because the Rosemary isn't doing his laundry no more.
Aha. Uh-huh.
But so he asked me, he says, hey, can you fill in and play the hymns? And I didn't know any of the hymns. So for the entrance, I played Let's Get It Started by the Black Eyed Peas. And, Father, I mean, it looked like to me that the parishioners loved it.
I thought they were all looking like they were wondering what in the heaven's name is going on in this church today.
Yeah, but did you see Sister Mary laughing when I played the greeting and it was Welcome Back, Cotter?
Well, yes. You know, I'm not gonna. She did laugh. I saw her. I saw her over there.
Uh huh. And did you get your brownies?
I did. Oh, thank you so very much. I mean, it was wonderful.
Yeah.
They were so.
Well, that's why when it come to the penitential act, that's why I played Bad Boys, because I knew you was included in that. You liked them brownies.
You did not.
I did. I played Bad Boys during the penitential act.
Boys, I couldn't believe it. What in heaven's name is going on?
I guess when they play that song, you got to look out for the parishioners who were headed for the doors.
Yeah, because they knew what the song was all about.
Yeah, they probably did.
Popo, I'm going.
Well, Father, did you see the Pope's getting a tummy tuck right now?
The Pope, yeah, huh?
Well, he's having a hernia worked on, but I think it's just because they made that AI picture of him in that triple fat goose coat, and he thought he was getting a little plump around the middle, so he got a tummy tuck.
He's just having a regular surgery. What is... Why... Yes, you are. You're in that devil's dirt,
yeah,
aren't you?
Are you sure he's not in there because he's had a lot of, you know, he had a lot of bodies of Christ and he's like getting like right around the middle and he just decided to go ahead and get that liposuctioned out?
What? Are you talking about the Jesus?
Jesus, yeah, the Jesus.
Yeah, he wanted the cheese flavored wafers. We were going to call him Jesus.
Oh, you do. Thanks. Can you believe it? I can't believe it. You're talking up to a priest, did you know?
Yes, I know. Sometimes we forget.
Well, how did you do on the collection, Father?
Hey, we got a lot of money there.
That's right. That's because we played Pink Floyd Money, and everybody in the church knew exactly what we were talking about.
Well, you know, they did. It was great. We had one of our best. It was almost as good as when you had them girls in here.
For the car wash? Oh, no. You're talking the Easter bunnies.
Yes.
Yeah, that was when you asked me for an Easter bunny, and I had to search for bunnies. And, I flew them in thinking that they were going to be good performers, and lo and behold, they didn't have any backs to their costumes. Yeah, well.
Oh, yeah. Well, at least I got a lot of money out of this deal.
Yeah. A lot of ones.
Did Sister Mary and did they tell you about when we were hanging their window coverings?
Sister Ann?
Yes.
I know about the window coverings, you.
Yeah.
It wasn't my fault. It's hot outside, Father. And apparently they don't have any air conditioning in the area where they stay. And they was running around the house of cleaning because they thought it was just the two of them. And you asked me to hang their window coverings. And so I had knocked on the door, and they got real quiet. And I said, Sister Mary, are you in there? And she says, who goes? And I said, it's the blind man to hang the blinds. And they opened up the door. They was naked as a jaybird, Father. It wasn't my fault.
Well, I want you to know I got air conditioning in that building now.
Well, good. Yeah, it's a good thing, because I feel like I should be blind now that I saw that, but...
Jesus.
Yeah, oh, geez, ow. Oh, Mark, what's wrong with you?
Well, I was there to hang the blinds. I wasn't literally blind. It's not my fault, it's theirs.
Oh, no, it wasn't. It was yours, you silly goose. You should have told him what you were doing.
Wow. So what are you going to do with all that money you made from the last Sunday? I know you Irish priests love the favor of the green.
Pay for the electricity running that doggone air conditioner.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. Because, I mean, one day I will get you to admit that you're wearing boxers underneath that frock during Sunday Mass.
Or haven't. Well, do it. Hey, oh no, wait. Let's get back to the brownie thing.
The brownie, you know?
Yeah, well, Sister Marguerite, she hasn't gone back yet. She's still with us. And she said, what in the world is Mortis with these brownies? Told me she couldn't quit smiling. Said she couldn't quit eating them, too.
Well, tell her to be careful, because she's not going to be much of a service if she keeps eating those. She'll be on the couch for a few hours.
No, she's, I think she figured that out. I asked her, well, she must have high sugar or something. I don't know.
Well, she was sleepy, was she?
Yeah. She didn't have-
Well, Father, I'm going to bring you back some more of that lavender tea also. It's coming summertime. But is there anything you're going to need done around the church? I don't expect him to be there tomorrow morning now that the choir's back, but we got a big summer coming up.
Listen, I about went into shock when you were there last week.
Well, you ought to be thankful, as much as you didn't like the music.
Some of that music, they played that Jackie Wilson song.
Oh, yes, yeah, that Wilson. Was Higher and Higher. It was Glory to God, was supposed to be, and he played Higher and Higher.
Yep.
That wasn't too bad.
No, did you see Mrs. Parker get up? She had to use her walker, but she was dancing.
Couldn't believe what I was seeing. I thought, what is this woman doing?
Yeah. Well, we'll see if we can't get you some more brownies for the bake sale next week, Father.
Yeah, because that is next week, isn't it?
Yeah. Oh. Are we going to bring back the car wash?
Well, I don't know. We might have to talk about that. It's more like a wet t-shirt contest.
Well, Father, we'll let you get back to your sermon. We know you got to write for tomorrow. I don't want to keep you. Plus, the deeper I get into the devil's juice, the more I want to say.
Oh, yeah, I know that. I know how your mouth gets a little bit wild when you start that stuff.
Now, Father, it is Drew's birthday. Do you think you might be able to give him a birthday blessing before we let you go?
I don't know about that. He's already drunk. I don't know if I should.
The devil's juice has already blessed him, I guess. All right.
No problem. I won't be able to knock the devil out of him. there right now because I'd boot the devil out of his behind.
It's probably good that you're not here because, yeah, you'd probably put an old-fashioned Catholic whooping on his ass right now.
What I mean, did
his
you
butt,
say?
His butt. Sorry.
Did you say old-fashioned? Who's making old-fashioned?
All right.
All right. You boys have a good night.
Thank you, Father
Happy
John.
I'll talk to your mother about this tomorrow.
Oh, you're messed up now. Thank you, Father John. Good night.
Good night.
All right, Adam, that hand in the air there, does that mean Hail Hitler, or does that mean we're on the air? Like,
means,
I can't really tell.
It means shut up for a second because we're about to go on the air.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Well, as you all know, this is a special edition of the Blarney Hour right here on Solid State Radio in the Lyric Mall up here in Michigan. Thank you to all of you listening. Send us a message with your requests. But we are going to start the show with one of my favorite bands from the UK because as we started, my headphones weren't plugged in. It was just a stumble bust because the Tilted Access treated us right with Kylie and the cow bear that we had with whatever.
Trey
that,
bear. Or I had the Trey bear.
Well, yeah,
cow
but
bear,
I,
you cow bear.
I had the bear moon and the whatever
bear
the cow.
Moon, and
yeah.
Bear
and then
everything tonight.
Brother Stone brought us some buffalo trace. And yeah, we
Brother Stone here today.
We got our friends Tom and Nicole. And not Cruz and Kidman,
hey,
but
the non-Scientology crew.
Yeah, the non-Scientology. We got the good Tom and Nicole.
Yeah,
swingers. They recognize the pineapples.
Yes.
Yeah.
But they do have height and length restrictions. So just let you know.
Yeah. So here's to not knowing what's going on. So here's the Longest Johns with "Hoist Up the Thing" right here in the Blarney Hour.
Out of college with grades straight from hell, I browse for a trade in which I could excel. An ad for a ship in need of some manning, men, sails and purpose but lacking a captain. What luck, says I, to find such good fortune. A few white lies later I ran down the pier, bought me a coat and a cutlass or two, jumped on the deck and I yelled at the crew. Hoist up the thing, pan down the what's it. Once that thing's spinning, somebody should stop it. Turn her to port. Now I've got it. Trust me, I'm in control. I can't sing the shanties, it has to be said, and all of that grog just goes right to my head. Whale meat is gross and I miss a girl's laugh. 5 weeks at sea, even Dave seems a catch. Hoist up the thing, ban down the what's it. What's that thing spinning? Somebody should stop it. Turn her to port, that's not port. Now I've got it. Trust me, I'm in control. We've hit icy waters, no land to be seen. The food's getting low and the beer has gone green. There's murmurs of discontent under the deck. If I don't act fast, it could be my neck. So pull up the charts and those weird gold machines. I see what it says, but no clue what it means. Just pull on some levers and yank on some chains. Feign a bad back till we've landed again. Hoist up the thing, pan down the what's it. What's that thing spinning? Somebody should stop it. Turn her to port.
That's not port.
Now I've got it. Trust me, I'm in control. Hoist up the thing, pan down the what's it. What's that thing spinning? Somebody should stop it. Turn her to port.
That's not port.
Now I've got it. Trust me, I'm in control. Hoist up the thing, pan down the what's it. What's that thing spinning? Somebody should stop it. Turn her to port.
That's not port.
Now I've got it. Trust me, I'm in control. Hoist up the thing, pan down the what's it. What's that thing spinning? Somebody should stop it.
I've been roaming all my life and now I've found a lady wife. I'm staying
right here.
Oh, I won't go sailing anymore. I won't obey the ocean's call. I'm staying
right here.
I'll be a man of the land, I'll be a man of the trees, I'll be a man wherever my woman will be. I won't be any captain's mate, I won't be servant of the seas, 'cause this pretty little woman is all I need. A 14 hours cabin boy to fear some Captain Buckle Roy, I'm staying
right here.
When I was sick, he ordered a cat a nine until I said that I felt fine. I'm staying
right here.
I'll be a man of the land, I'll be a man of the trees, I'll be a man wherever my woman will be. I won't be any captain's mate, I won't be servant of the seas, 'cause this pretty little woman is all I need. A 20 I manned our crow's nest and captain said I was the best. I'm staying
right here.
But I nearly lost my eyes to God just looking out for old Cape Cod. I'm staying
right here.
I'll be a man of the land, I'll be a man of the trees, I'll be a man wherever my woman will be. I won't be any captain's mate, I won't be servant of the seas, 'cause this pretty little woman is all I need. At 25, no man alive could match my skill for gunning. I'm staying
right here.
But the captain, he got drunk one night and sank the blasted cannon. I'm staying
right here.
I'll be a man of the land, I'll be a man of the trees, I'll be a man wherever my woman will be. I won't be any captain's mate, I won't be servant of the seas, 'cause this pretty little woman is all I need. Captain died at 28, and by then I was his first mate. I'm staying
right here.
Oh, they tried to give me his command, but I was hungry for the land. I'm staying
right here.
I'll be a man of the land, I'll be a man of the trees, I'll be a man wherever my woman will be. I won't be any captain's mate, I won't be servant of the seas, 'cause this pretty little woman is all I need. Stepped ashore at Felixstowe and made for Bristol by the road. I'm staying
right here.
Oh, I fell in love when first I saw her,
Avon County's finest daughter.
And now she's got me staying right here. Oh, hey, I'll be a
man of the land, I'll be a man of the trees, I'll be a man wherever my woman will be. I won't be any captain's mate, I won't be servant of the seas, 'cause this pretty little woman is all I need.
I'll be a
man of the land, I'll be a man of the trees, I'll be a man wherever my woman will be. I won't be any captain's mate, I won't be servant of the seas, 'cause this pretty little woman is all I need.
You call it alcoholism, I call it liver CrossFit. The Blarney Hour on Solid State Radio.
Take me away from the city, lead me to where I can be on my own. I wanted to see you, and now that I have, I just want to be left alone. I'll always remember your kind words, and I still remember your name. But I've seen you changing and turning, and I know the things just won't be the same. And I remember that summer in Dublin, and the Olympians that stink like hell, and the young people walking on Grafton Street, and everyone looking so well. I was singing a song I heard somewhere, Tuesday morning, trying to find a place where I can hear the wind and the birds and the sea on the rocks, and where open roads always near. And if sometimes I tire of the quiet and I wanna walk back up that hill, I just get on a run and I'll stick out my thumb, because I know for sure you'll be there still.
Seven set to go, but I'm stuck here on the grass where the pavement never grows. Now the liquor tasted good and the women were all fast. There she goes, my friend. She'll be rolling down at silver wing on high. She's away and westward bound, far above the clouds she'll fly, where the morning rain don't fall and the sun always shines. She'll be flying over my home in about 3 hours' time. This old airport's got me down. It's no earthly good to me. Yet I'm stuck here on the ground, as cold and drunk as I can be. Well, you can't jump a jet plane like you can a freight train, so I'd best be on my way in the early morning rain.
right, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Happy Saturday. Welcome back to Blarney Hour. He's Adam Hairhuck. I'm Drew Duffney. We still have a studio full of folks. Some are off to the Port of John here and there, but we have Tom and Nicole. We got Brother Stone here as guests.
Yes.
Guest. It's just been one hell of a night for a birthday. I couldn't ask for anything more. You guys got your requests. Send them into the Blarney Hour webpage or solidstateradio.net. So many things going on. We're not even playing anything traditional, but I handpicked this like 2 weeks ago.
Yep.
You know, I just want positive. I just want happy songs. And it's ironic that we have Tom and Nicole here. I just met them tonight.
Yes.
We were over to Tilted Access, which we're going to be doing a live broadcast. I don't want to let the cat out of the bag. Those details
are
going to
be.
Yeah, you're going to hear those on Happy Hour and you're going to hear them on Sessions. We're going to be advertising that pretty heavily because Tilted Access is one of our favorite local spots here out of all the places. And anyone who knows me, everybody wish me a happy birthday and couldn't be a better person. Thank you to all of you, truly, from my heart. But what I want you to know, we're going to do a toast. I want everybody to raise their drinks and raise their glasses. And, you know, I'm going to give you a few minutes here while Nicole dries her hands off. You know, we are live on air. That's what you
I'm
get with live radio.
I'm on my ass.
So oh, yeah. Okay. Well, good. Because that's not a jet airplane taking off. That's Nicole drying her hands. She's a sanitary person. But I want everybody to raise your glasses. All things aside, this is my birthday, and thank you for all the birthday wishes. We wouldn't trade it. And this toast is going to be in relation to the song we got coming up next. And we talk about, you know, doing things and meeting people and whatever else. You know what? When you wake up every day, just be the person that your dog thinks that you are. Really. Yep. I mean, your dog, he's just happy to see you every day. He doesn't know what you've done bad.
Cheers.
So just be the people that your dog thinks you are.
Perfect. Amen.
We're going to go right into not ordinary day. Adam, what do we have? Oh, good people. Yeah, that's how we met Tom and Nicole. Here's good people. By Great Big C, right here on the Blarney Hour on Solid State Radio.
The world today can be a scary place. Hard to keep your faith in the human race. We're running out of trees and we're running out of space, but we'll never run out of good people. Ask them for a shovel and they'll dig you a hole. Put the cubby on, drag you in from the cold. If you get lost, they'll show you where to go. Even give you a ride. People aren't hard to find. They're right around the corner at the end of the line. It's true. Good people got peace of mind. And I'd like to spend some time with you. Ooh. A man ain't nothing if he ain't got a friend. Down and out without a penny to spend. The bells above will ring in the end. For good people.
just be getting up and I'll still be getting down. The band is getting tired, but they don't give a damn. So blow the girls a kiss and give the boys a hand. You can take the sunshine, I can take the moonshine. You can take the high road, I can take the low. The later in the evening, the one thing I believe in, I'm on the road to ruin, it's the only way to go. Pocket, a bucket in the well. That Saturday was Sunday, and I could hear the bells. Deliver me from evil, forgiveness and for love. You're heading for confession, and I'm heading to the pub. You can take the sunshine, I can take the moonshine. You can take the high road, I can take the low. Later in the evening, the one thing I believe in, I'm on the road to ruin, it's the only way to go. Nancy in the corner, now I'm moving in. I thought I'd take me chances, but I took one on the chin. I finally got her number, she wrote it on a cup. But I phoned her in the morning and I woke her, brought her up. Bed. I only wished her well. And she told me Jesus said that I'd go straight to hell. She's following his footsteps, I'm following my nose. We're heading for the same place, I'll see you down the road. You can take the sunshine, I can take the moonshine. You can take the high road, I can take the low. But later in the evening, the one thing I believe in, we're on the road to ruin, it's the only way to go. You can take the sunshine, I can take the moonshine. You can take the high road, I don't wanna go home. Don't ring the lights up, don't ring the bell. Once the whistle has blown, God only knows when we'll meet here again. Tell the band not to stop, tell the curtain don't drop. Keep the bar stooping high on his throne. I don't wanna go home. Don't wanna leave till it's all said and done. Guess I should've known I'd want
It's the Blarney Hour on Solid State Radio. Now shut up and finish your whiskey.
She left St. John's one day in May, dressed in her Sunday best. A kind man sat beside her as she cried her way out west. She moved in with her cousin, found a job down in the mall. Her friends at home were jealous, said we'll see you in the fall. But you know that she wants to try, never let you see her cry. You know that she wants to try, she's got seagulls in her eyes. People here seem really nice, but the winter's way too long. Her new friends don't understand, they just tell her to be strong. She made some decent money, yeah, but nothing comes for free. The busy streets just don't compete with the sky, the rocks, and sea. Ah, you know that she wants to try, never let you see her cry. You know that she wants to try, she's got seagulls in her eyes. Came at Easter time, they wanted her to stay. But she went and got a panel van and moved home on her birthday. The girls in town all said she couldn't make it on her own. Now the sky's a little smaller and it doesn't seem like home. But you know that she wants to try, never let you see her cry. You know that she wants to try, she's got seagulls in her eyes. Ah, you know that she wants to try, never let you see her cry. You know that she wants to try, she's got seagulls in her eyes. She's got seagulls in her eyes.
Oh, right. Holy Christ. I heard the music stop. I figured we probably must be on.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I say holy Christ and Brother boy, Stone just yeah, Brother appears, Stone. Yeah. I almost said Father John.
Brother.
What's, yeah, brethren. Brethren. He's yeah. He's the chipmunk.
I'm the deacon of the studio.
You said deek. Anyway, welcome back to the Blarney Hour on Solid State Radio.
Special Drew birthday edition.
Yeah, he's Adam Harehuck. I'm Drew Duffney. We got Brother Stone. We got Tom and Nicole, which were originally they were just stopping by, and all of a sudden they're like,
they're
no, family. Yeah, we're fine. Right. We're
they
completely...
now have their own show on Thursdays from 6 to 7. Check it out.
Yeah, yeah, you can catch them at 269 every afternoon.
It's going to be a fantastic show. It's going to be Nicole and Tom, 7 to 9 on Thursdays, basically talking about what drives each other crazy. Tom, you didn't pick your socks off the damn floor. Put them in a hamper. That's episode 1. I don't want to spoil it.
That's yeah, my drink.
They put heard we were an alternative station, and Tom's like, no, that's my workout music. Like, that's my workout regimen. And it's clear, ladies and gentlemen, like, if you want to do a fitness video, it's going to be fitness with Tom and Nicole.
Yeah.
He's going to be like, watch this, fitness
in
Nicole.
Try fitness in your mouth.
Yeah, try fitness into your mouth. That's right. Well, when he came in, it was 9-inch nails, had like a hole. I mean, that's what happens, you know. So what are you going to do? Oh,
like
my gosh. Yeah, he said, going to this break, what are we going to talk about? And we're like, well, apparently we're going to talk about you. You just don't know it yet,
yeah,
but we're going to talk about
you.
Yeah, yeah. I'm holding my fingers together with about 3 centimeters, and I was going to say it's a big secret because 3 centimeters is big to me.
Hey.
Yeah, yeah. My last girlfriend used to call me Stubby.
At least she called you.
Yeah.
That's because he passed the oral exam.
Yeah, oh, that's exactly right.
You do the alphabet thing.
Like a ninja.
Is that what you do? You do the alphabet.
Oh, I can. Yeah. How do you clean your blinds?
I pay her by the hour. Same way I clean my tubes.
I can just imagine you in your bay window just cleaning the blinds with your tongue. Next thing you know, all your neighbors are just like, oh, I want him to help
there's
me.
Like, there's like 6 cats outside the window.
Yeah. No, I...
Four women and a guy named Barry going, oh, I'd like to hire him.
His name's Matt. You remember Matt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, the last girlfriend I had, I was making her breakfast one morning, and I said, honey, how do you like your eggs? She said, fertilized, thank you.
Oh. That was your last date, right?
Yeah, that's exactly right. Did you say last eight?
Last date.
My mistake. Well, speaking of my broken relationships, let's get into Lover's Wreck right here on the Blarney Hour on Solid State Radio.
My only family, the island of salvation, is still a scream away. As the lungs of night blow out the light, my heart kneels down to pray. Oh Lord, I did you take her? She meant so much to me. Now a wretched soul on a privateer, drowning out at sea. I'm killing and I'm drinking my blue heart to black, but I swear, oh Lord, I'll never sin again. So fair, warm as frozen fire. She had the loyalty of a cat behind those pale green eyes, and through her cherry lips the devil has slipped a thousand lies. A clan of rogues and vagabonds occupied her head. That thieving band took her pale white hand, stole her from my bed. Like a ghost ship in the night, she drifted out once more to land upon the sand of another lover's shore. Oh Lord, I did take her. She meant so much to me. Now a wretched soul and a privateer, drowning out at sea. I'm killing and I'm drinking my blue heart to black, but I swear, oh Lord, I'll never sin again if you bring her back. There's just the ache that'll haunt me till I die. When those winds of vanity no longer blow her west, I pray they'll guide her home and put my heart to rest. A priest can fill the mud of war to make the black mouth cannon roar. Now all my trade is ball and blade, but forevermore. That sting of salt and spray, the ocean's howl and squall, a stumbling wreck I hear on the deck at the devil's beck and call. Soul on a privateer, down and out at sea. I'm killing and I'm drinking my blue heart to black, but I swear, oh Lord, I'll never sin again if you bring her back. I swear, oh Lord, I'll never sin again if you bring her back.
The Blarney Hour. We drink because it's not good to keep things bottled up.
When I was a young un, I knew a lad from Ballybunion. He hadn't got a single penny to his name. You might say he had a raggedy coat and like two rubber boats. He kept his Wellington boots on from December until May.
It was
strolling along. As we got older and slyer and bolder, and the girls we had our eyes on, they got older as well, with paint on their faces,
paint on their faces,
and curves in nice places. Well, we were dressed to impress them, and we thought that we were swell. Well, our duds were in fashion, to kindle the passion. There was Kevin on the dance floor, looking anything but neat. He was trying to flirt in his hand-me-down shirt, with the same old wellies on his two big feet. It was Kevin Kelly with the chopped-up wellies in the middle of the summertime. He was looking fine. Strolling along. Well, we teased him and we mocked him, but sure that never shocked him. He painted on some laces and cut them down to look like shoes. He was poor, but he had style. He made everybody smile. He wore his own wellies. He wore his own wellies. He wore his own wellies. Like he had nothing to lose. Next time we found him, well, the girls were all around him. The moves, he was as happy as can be. One of the girls came near and whispered in my ear, only boys who wear their wellies have a chance with me. It was Kevin Kelly of Wellies in the middle of the summertime. Strolling along. It was Kevin Kelly with his chopped-off wellies in the middle of the summertime. Well, he was looking fine.
He was looking fine.
His pants had holes in the knees. He was proud as you please. He took his off wellies. He keeps strolling along.